5 miles from here?
Where I was born, yeah, roughly 25, between 25 and 30. You use Adamson was had a post office. We are still the area where my mother and others still call Yanzada. Well, Yanzada is a comprehensive term. There are different areas in Yanzada, and the reason for that, I'll tell you very quickly, is that the mail was delivered then by boat. There's a little island named Yanzada where the boat stopped with the mail, so all the mail going there went to Yanzada. But then they were distributed to these different places with different names. So the whole area is called Yanzada.
Yangs. Oh, okay.
In fact, my mothers and my brothers who live in a part of there, is the mailing address is Yangs Island.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got Churchill, Sugar Hill, this thing, that, you know, mm-hmm. you name different areas. Still Yangs Island.
Is that north of here or south?
South.
Oh.
On the way to Edisto Island.
Okay.
In fact, all of that area, part of that is Jenkinsville, where I went to school. But when you cross over to Yanzada, I mean the Edisto, that's Edisto.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get rid of the designated Edisto as Yanzada too. The one high school that serves that area is in Yanzada, but they really serve
the whole
Yanzada mm-hmm. and Edisto Island also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When did you come to Charleston?
41 to go to high school because I couldn't go to St. Paul because it was segregated.
Mm-hmm.
And a simple thing.
And that was down there near Yonge's Island.
Right in St. Paul's Parish. In fact, at my birthplace, part of, I think on the birth certificate it says St. Paul's Parish. A long thing. Because that covered the whole area. And mm-hmm. the school name was St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And the name was finally gone. The parish was still in the fire station and all that. Minnesota and the one school in the city area. Now they had two for a while. St. Paul and Baptist Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Baptist was black and St. Paul was white. When they integrated, my brother was going there to school, my baby brother. I could be his father. So he left and spent his last year at St. Paul's. He graduated from St. Paul's, which is now considered as Baptist Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear it. Thank you, Laverne. The small generation, I taught his father. And he used 27 years, I think, I in high school, mm-hmm. and taught, no, I was his mother's assistant principal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He hit the lives of them.
So you went to Charleston, to high school here?
Came in and went to Burke High School, 41. Mm-hmm. Graduated from Burke, 45, and went to South Carolina State College in 45, and finished in 49.
Where is that?
Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
Out of pecan in the area. One time they had a pecan bowl there.
And you got a degree from there?
Yeah, I finished an honors student at Burke, first honors student at South Carolina State. Got a work assistant thing. I went on to grad school and finished there with a master's, teaching the mathematics. Columbia Union got a master's in math. I went to some other schools. In fact, I was at Columbia. I was on my doctorate, but that's my doctorate walking right back and forth there, the little one. I had to, I didn't get any money. I needed $3,000. I had to go and live in the New York course and all that. Leave it again because of segregation and non-integration. I would have gone to the university if I could. I bet that.
In South Carolina?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I probably would have had the doctorate. I don't regret it because she's the one. I had to make the decision that you're going to keep going to school, spend all your money, or you want to raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
So she came 4 years. We started when we got married, 1 week in between, we got married on the 9th of June, this is my 34th anniversary. And then we left for Columbia University. I started doctoral program.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years, and then I had to give up. Yeah, I had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Every summer, I went away. And no money.
Yep, yep.